I came from Ends and then I went to Haven sixth form. And when you move from somewhere like Ends, East Ham to Haven, you see new people. You're not in the hood life anymore.
Yeah.
So I remember one time we're in Romford and I forgot like how temperamental hood man are. Like I forgot the rules of the hood, So we're all walking, and I'm walking past these two hood guys. Like we're just walking in the line. I'm literally going past him. So he goes past me and he's smiling at me. He's smiling. I'm not smiling at him. I'm thinking everything's cool or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he goes past me. He's like, "Is everything jiggy, And I didn't even know what that means, but because he's happy and boisterous, I'm just thinking jiggy's calm. So I turned back and I was like, yeah, my G, everything's jiggy. And he's like, "What? Everything's jiggy, yeah?" He came up to me bare clothes, about to spark me. I was like, Will Smith. I was like, I don't know what it means, fam.
I can say Will Smith get jiggy, man.
That's the only place I knew jiggy, fam. That day, I went home that day and I checked Urban Dictionary, jiggy, fam, and I see jiggy, happy, it means happy, enjoyment. Like, and then underneath, you know where they got the second definition? It was like, it's also a threat to kill. I was like, nah, fuck this.
Go with the flow, better take time. I'm too busy looking at the waistline. She moves when I call, don't waste time. Don't think too much, cause it takes life. She got wastemen calling all day. But you know I only move with the sharks, eh? Couple drinks on the table, the last wave had meerkats on their mind all day. She moves like she ain't got no problem.
Yo, this is Fabs from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment and subscribe. Blah.
This season was sponsored by Boohoo Man. Use the discount code PTM10 or click the link in the description for 10% off on the Boohoo Man website.
I went to Brampton, so you man know that I was a smart kid. But I was also in Brampton Man of Fogs. So although I was in top set for everything, I had to make sure I didn't come across as a dweeb. So I'm in top set, but I'm doing madness. The head of Mia comes to me and he's like, because of what you've done and you're disturbing the class, we're going to move you down to bottom set. I get to bottom set, and I see fucking niggas in the corner playing snakes and ladders with like six dice. They're rolling with like six dice.
That game slacks as well.
Scoring like 36 in one go. But I'm thinking, cool, let me just be respectful. Let me be myself. I sit down. First day, the teacher's doing the register. She's like, "Moses, here. Deji, here." And then she comes to this guy, Abdul. She goes, "Abdul." And then nothing. All I see is some guy beside me and he starts screaming, "I told you, miss, my name is Abdul, not Abdul. Don't. He was like, "Don't call me Abdul. Nobody can multiply my name." And I looked at him, I was like, "You mean subtract?" And he was like, "No. I said multiply, I mean multiply." I was like, "All right, cool, you're right. I left it. I was like, "You're right.
You don't want to get into it then with
exactly,
them guys."
I was like, I know where I am now. I was like, multiply is right, cool. I left him. So from that day, there was tension between me and him, So there was one time the teacher asked this question, like, "What's 4 times 4? And I go, "Why don't you ask Abdul squared?" And nobody in the class laughed, man.
High level jokes.
Did the teacher snigger?
The teacher didn't even know, fam. I didn't get sent out, fam. I was thinking, if I was in top set, that joke would have slapped.
And then
all I feel, is a poke in the back of my neck. And I'm holding the back of my neck. I turn behind me. I see this Abdul guy holding a compass.
Oh, them compasses were spiked.
And I was like, "Bruv," I was like, "Abdul, what the fuck are you doing?" And he was like, "My name is Abdul. He stabbed me again. He poked me again.
Twice.
And I was like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, "Is that a proportionate response to me making a joke?" And the teacher comes in and she's like, "Don't talk about proportions. We're not on ratios. We haven't got to ratios yet.
We haven't been on that side yet.
Yeah, we haven't done them things
yet. We haven't done algebra yet."
That's next semester.
I was like, that's the problem. You man, I'm not on ratios yet. I was like, "You didn't see it? This Abdul guy just poked me in the back of my neck." She was like, "Abdul's one of the brightest students in the class. He wouldn't do such a thing." I was like, "Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah, you got the brightest student in your class giving out vaccines in the fucking classroom. Like, what the fuck?" I was like, "Bruv, in fucking set one, we need compasses. It's like two people to one compass in set one. You got niggas in here hogging compasses. I was like, you man are not on circles. You man are on, squares and rectangles. Why the fuck does a guy need a compass, fam? And then I see this guy loading up to put me again. I was like, bro, if you give me a booster, I'm gonna fuck you up. If you give me a booster, I'm fully vaxxed. I'm not eligible. I was like, I'm not eligible for the booster.
I was in secondary school as well. I was in like year nine, and some boy, some fresh off the boat yard man, yeah. I don't know why, but he just thought it was so hard, like always trying to, and because he had the Jamaican accent as well, everyone was just shook of him. You know that everyone wanted to be Jamaican back then, you know that, and you're like, yeah, that man up there.
Don't say
that.
Yeah, you man.
Nah, we did. My surname wasn't what it was.
It was brown. It was brown. yeah. Peter Brown, fam.
Yeah, Peter Brown.
But yeah, it was mad. So everyone was intimidated by this fresh Jamaican accent, yeah? And he always used to bully some boy every day, every like lunchtime, break time. Because you know you always used to go and play football on the courts or whatever. Every lunchtime, break time, he's bullying some boy, yeah? So one day I just had enough, innit? Like, we were playing headers and volleys. I was like, bro, just allow the boy, like, leave him alone. Like, because the boy was trying to eat lunch and the guy was just slapped the hot dog out of his hand, like, bang! And then, you know, when the boy's just standing there, like, about to cry because he got no lunch now, no peas. I'm just like, allow him, bro. And then he must have said, what? What are you dealing with? And I was like, bro, don't come to me like that. Yeah, like, I'm not a dickhead sort of thing, bro. And he pushed me, yeah? And then everyone's like, oh! Bruv, and then obviously the old, like year 10, 11, they all started coming around, building a circle, you know, the fighting circle.
You're fighting now.
Yeah. So although I didn't want to fight, I was taking on my blazer, taking on my bag, like, yeah, let's go, sort of thing. So they're all creating a circle now, and I'm just like, oh shit, I've never had a proper fight before, innit? And things are getting on top, like, they were like, Fabs, don't let him, don't have that, man. I beat up the yard of you, man. Yeah. And obviously this boy, he's fresh in it, so he's used to fight. So he's like putting up his trousers, like, yeah, come the boy. He was bare on it.
His XP's high.
Experience high, fam. Mayweather thing. Next thing you know, he's approaching me, and then the circle's getting smaller.
As they get closer, they want the front row seat.
I think they're bare claustrophobic. These times I didn't even have asthma. I'm starting breathing heavy, yeah. So he must have just pushed me, and I went back into the crowd, like, and someone pushed me back in.
Yeah. It's like them prisons, like, you're like down in the crowd and just
yeah. I tried to chew there for a bit, but I got pushed back. So now he's thrown the first punch and I was like, bare duck low, like, dodged out of the way, and I'm like, shit, like, I'm in a fight now. I've got a throw. So this time I'm just going mad, like, throwing bare haymakers everywhere. And then he's just dodging. Come on, boy. Bro, it was bare mad. The out of fear, nothing more than fear. It weren't confidence or nothing. I just got bang, punch him in the face. Oh! Everyone's going mad. And that.
I remember back in the days, I'm sitting at home. My younger brother burst through the door in hysterics, crying his eyes out. I'm like, what's happened? He's telling me some hood guy from the ends beat him up. I'm like, where is he? He's like, he's in the cage, you have to go and fight him. Everyone was there and everyone was laughing at me. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to let my younger brother be the laughing stock of the playground. It's impossible.
Never.
I put on my shit. Go to the cage now. I'm like, which one is he? Point to him. He points to the guy. This guy has got a gantuan.
How old's your brother?
My brother's like 3 years younger than me, but this guy looks like he's got two kids and three mortgages. Like, the guy's huge. But I had a job to do, innit? I've come there to do a job. I can't let my brother down. So I'm walking towards the guy. The guy's rolling up his sleeves,
smiling at me.
Relishing the opportunity that's about to be presented to him. And you know, bro, you know when a guy smiles at you, you know he's got zero to lose.
He's gonna smack you up.
Bro, he's got nothing to do. So you know what I did when I get there with my brother? I punched my brother in the face.
Why did you bring
it? I have to do something drastic.
Show him that you're a madman.
I need to create a distraction here. No, I'm joking. I went up to the guy and I was like, yo, big guy, we're not in the same category.
Not in the same weight category, bro.
He's a heavyweight, you're a cruiserweight.
So I'm like, watch when my older brother gets home. Watch when my older brother. So me and my brother, I put my arm around my brother, we walk back home, wait for my older brother to get back home. My older brother's like 8 years older than me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is guaranteed victory for us. It's guaranteed, there's no way we're losing. My older brother gets home, we tell him the whole story, everything that happened. My brother's like, where is he? This guy's like 10 p.m. at night, this guy's still waiting. And he's waiting in the cage.
Yeah, he fucked up my older brother. He fucked my older brother.
My granddad must have been turning in his grave, fam. That was a long day for him, fam.
She moved like she ain't got no problem. Problem. I move, I ain't got no problem. Cause we ain't got no problem. We move, we ain't got no problem. I ain't got. I move, I ain't got no problem. We ain't got no problems, no problems.
Lingo, lingo. Hot gals down for that lingo. Had meerkats on their mind all day.
Yo, it's Manny from Passing Meerkat. Make sure you guys like, comment and subscribe.
In the past, I had sessions where I whipped out my dick and another guy would tell me, I was like, Rob, like...
Wait, 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 wait,